Actually, I just walked in and saw my name on the depth chart and went to meetings and then signed my contract right there.
What was that moment like for you?
Oh, it was awesome, but just got to be on top of stuff and make sure I get in the book, extra, and be ready.
Some of the running backs banged up. There's a realistic chance that you might get in this week, too.
Yeah, those guys will be back soon, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm not sure about their injuries and talk to coach about that, but... you know, my name's called. I'm going to go out there and try to make plays and make a name for myself.
What do you think you showed these guys these last 3-4 weeks to get this chance?
That I work hard and I'm dedicated. You know, I'm not going to come in here and slouch off even though I'm on the practice squad. I'm going to prepare like I'm a starter and just take it that way.
All you need is a chance, right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Did you follow DeJuan Harris' story last week? He signed the practice squad.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of you see that a lot with Green Bay. I didn't know that until I got here, just hearing stories. But I mean, that's awesome. They stay with their players that are in the practice squad and bump them up and trust them. So,
Michael, were you watching the game against Cincinnati when they had as many running backs go down as they did?
Yeah, I was watching it. Tough, but I'm sure those guys will be back pretty quick. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not sure on their injuries, but. I'm going to take advantage of my opportunity and do my best.
What kind of running back are you? I mean, how do you fit into this offense?
I think I protect well, and coming with that, I mean, I'm still studying. I'm trying to be a perfectionist. There's no way I'm going to be a perfectionist 3 weeks in, but I'm going to keep striving for that, and it'll come sooner or later. So that, and I think I catch the ball well. I can run. So,
what's that learning process like? I think DeJuan last year, you know, 2-3 weeks getting the playbook down, and eventually kind of got on the field and got some touches. You know, what goes into that process to get on the field and make an impact?
Really, it's a lot of time away from the facility, a lot of time coming in and asking coaches for extra help, asking players for extra help. I mean, anybody in here will help you. I've been talking to all the running backs lately, and especially since I found out today on the field and during practice. And I mean, I can go to anybody in this locker room or in this facility and they're willing to help. And on the field, you just got to pay attention to everything, pay attention to detail, and be a perfectionist. Shoot for 100% with everything.
How much do you think the pass protection helped you get to this point, you know, with your experience there?
I think it was huge. That was the main thing that kept me in San Diego. The coaches told me that after I was released. That's what kept me in. They kept me in for third down back most of the time. And when I was in college, I actually called the protection calls for our offense, and I communicated with the linemen, so it was just us communicating together. So that really prepared me for this.